Welcome to 2024 here at Divine Power Self Leadership. With only days left to 2023, it is time to build momentum, to allow the divine into your life here right now in to prepare yourself for 2024. Here at Divine Power Self Leadership, we are entering into an early 2024 with the power of the divine building a momentum for our lives. With every thought that we have, we capture it for success. With every prayer that we say, we pray in gratitude. With every vision we see in light to bring new wisdom into our hearts. With every desire, it's sanctified. With every desire that passes through our being, it's sanctified for something miraculous to happen. With our whole beings and gladness, our dance is swiftly birthing in this new life experience. We're calling this 2024 a dance to feel a new life experience. We are inviting everyone else in this gladness that is in your soul at the moment. I'm sure, and surely we say here at Divine Power Self Leadership that everybody has a gladness. In this gladness, dance, and birth in this experience into your life to find a newfound favor. This 2024 year season will birth in a newfound favor. And then through this continuous momentum that's building here in 2023 to cross over to 2024, you will surely see the impossible be done in your life. 2024, we say, is a year not only to dance to your own beat, but you're also, it's a time to see great favor done to your life. Great favor is going to pass through your life. Something is going to be done special into your life or for your life. We here at Divine Power Self Leadership encourage you to see 2024 as that time, that through your building of momentum, that you shall see the impossible be done for your life through the building of your faith, through momentum that is your faith building, your faith is building to see something favorable come to your life in 2024. It's a favorable time through your faith, through this momentum building in your faith, to see something impossible happen to your life in 2024. Faith can build momentum. Understand surely that faith can build momentum as you start to see that now for your life in these days left to 2023. In your faith, it can build momentum. In your vision, in your dreams, in your desires for your life, can build a momentum in faith to see something miraculous happen to your life in 2024. Remember that miraculous changes lives. It's only through the miraculous can something change your life for your favor. Let your hearts be like a rudder. We like to see 2024 as our hearts, whoever has ears to understand, that our hearts will become like rudders. Our hearts will become like rudders in the year of 2024. Through our heart steering our life, our heart will take us to places to receive miracles. Remember that once you receive a miracle, it's something that will provide for you for the rest of your life. This is why we like to talk about the miraculous, because we know that the divine power will bless people's lives for the rest of their life through the miraculous, through their faith, through dancing to the beat of their own drum. Let your heart be like a rudder to steer your life to the places for you to receive your miracle in 2024. Now remember that once you receive a miracle, it's not always about wealth. It's not always about money. I know everybody likes, we all love money. And don't get me wrong, everybody loves money and we all need it to live. But remember that tangibly, right? Tangibly, a miracle can not only provide you with some money, but it's not always about money, but it's a way, it's answers. A miracle can bring you an answer that will provide for you miraculously for the rest of your life. Those who have ears hear what the divine power is trying to speak before the birthing of 2024 happens. A miracle is what brings you out of your lack. Remember that miracles bring you out of your lack to meet all your needs for the rest of your lifetime, to fulfill your life for your best interest. A miracle can fulfill your life. It brings fulfillment. Remember, a miracle fulfills not only your lack, but it will fulfill something so you can see a favor for your life. A miracle is what fulfills. It's a fulfilling thing. It fills you up so you don't feel lack and you don't feel empty. We all need miracles at this time to fulfill something in our lives, for our lifestyle. I want to close out with this. I want to close you out with 5 points to encourage your heart to make this crossover, this from leaving 2023 to going into 2024, a success. This is only encouragement to those who have ears to hear. For your success, for your betterment, crossing over to 2024. The first point I encourage your heart with is to leave your heartache. Leave your troubles in 2023. Don't go into 2024 with any heartache, any pain, any troubles. Leave them in 2023, believing that the divine power will take care of the problems to bring a brighter future for your life. I will repeat that again. Don't go in. Don't leave. Don't leave 2023 without leaving your problems in 2023. Leave your problems, your heartaches, your troubles in 2023 when you cross over to 2024, believing that God, the divine power, will take care of your problems and they will bring you up a brighter future. Number two is forgive yourself and others. It's always the rule of thumb. Forgive yourself and forgive others. Clear the air around you. You need to clear the aura around you. You can't go into 2024 with negative energy. Forgive yourself. Forgive others. Sanctify yourself with that divine power. The divine power will sanctify your life to remove all negativity. You can even reach out to the angels and say, "Cut the negativity off from my life." You can ask for help to have that negative forces, that negative energy to cut off, be cut away from your life before you cross over to 2024. Number three is believe in this time. Believe in this time that all new is going to happen for you. Nothing's going to happen in 2024 the same as you ever experienced in past years. 2024 is a promise that all new will come to you, that you will be renewed. You'll be refreshed. You'll be renewed. That you will have a clean slate. You have no past. Remember that you have no past. Everything is new. Everything comes to you in brand new form, in a form of brand new and brand new. In brand newness. Oh, I want to say brand newness. Everything will be made new. You have to believe. It's a belief. It's a strong belief with faith that you're entering in to 2024, a whole brand new time. Four is make a big goal for yourself. Start to see yourself as valuable. Start to see yourself as valuable and that you have a high price tag on your head. So don't make little goals or don't just go into 24 without a goal. Make a huge goal that's so big that you need the divine power to help you with this. Make room for the divine power to work in your big goal. Make something so big that you're inviting the divine power, the divine forces. You want divine force around you stepping into 2024. So that's why I said in previous steps, you must get rid of all the negativity around you. You must cleanse yourself, get rid of all negativity, forgive yourself and others. Believe that you're having a brand new life, with all new, it's all new. It's newness. You can call it newness. It's a newness year. I don't know why newness is coming up in my heart and my mind. It's all new. And so therefore make a big goal, something that you would never have done in the past. Make it so large that you need to have that divine force. Bring it, birth it into your life, to bring it forth into your life. And number five is let your heart lead you. Let your heart lead you in love and in peace to stop the negative emotions. Stop the negative emotions. Let your heart fill you. Let your heart be filled with love. Let your heart be led in love and peace to stop the negative emotions. You know, when we fill up with negative emotions, that puts us in a tailspin. There is no more tailspins. When we can become strong in who we are, dance to our own beat, dance to our own drummer, having strong faith and belief, forgiving others as we forgive ourselves, we will see ourselves take a turn for the best. We'll take a turn for the upswing. We will have like an upswing. And that we don't have to worry about our troubles because they're hardly anything. You can start to see your troubles as hardly anything, that you had no part in them, that others brought this to your table. When others bring things to your table, wipe them, cleanse them off. You don't want these troubles on your table. Leave the troubles behind. Walk into a brighter future with the answers, with the positive force of the divine power, with the po positive force with the divine power on your life. And the love and the peace within radiate within your heart, you'll surely see a brand new life heading your way. Until next time, I am Anna Shubeck, and I say, reach for the miracles. They are not fallacies.